Back in session. All right, we're doing Jim Barry's 21-41
through 48.
So, all right, can you approach, sir? Jim, I heard a lot about you. Good to see you. I knew you weren't Jamie because Jamie graduated with my brother.
Oh, yeah.
So, and you just don't look like you could have graduated with my brother. Sorry.
No, well, I was a little younger. Yeah, it's been a while.
Now, you related to Vernon Barry?
No.
He was my principal at Taneyville.
Vernon Barry.
No. Pro Tem. But anyway, go ahead.
Different bunch, I guess.
Wes is hungry. So, what do we got, sir?
Well, I've got three billboards that taxes raised on pretty heavy. One of them $140-some, I believe. And then my home raised $300-some. Then I had another rental house that raised quite a bit.
When you say rental house, is that a long-term lease? It's not nightly rental, or what is it?
It's just yearly.
Okay, so it's not a nightly rental.
He's not a nightly
rental
okay.
person.
No. All right. So, Susan, you said do you have some type of solution for this?
I do. I mean, I can kind of put it in a nutshell. The first, the first three of Mr. Barry, starting with 2021-41, going down to number 43, those are index only. So that's your choice on him. We only raised him by the index. The next one, 44, he actually went up, I think, 52.98%, but at his request, we combined his lot and his parcel. And so he would go up because we combined his property. You know, okay. And then the billboards, very quickly, we had assessed Mr. Barry at the 1998 rates for years. And then they realized we were supposed to be using the state's tax rates that came out in 2009, and that's why they changed. So we have it here, and it's the rates that are coming from 2009. And the state tells us how to do the billboard. And I did ask if you wanted to bring your income and expenses on it, we could do it that way, but we didn't bring anything. So.
No.
We understand some people don't want to share those. Just sometimes it helps people because it will actually decrease if your income on the property is not what the assessed value is. So that's why she was asking for that.
Okay. So. Well, like the billboard, it was bringing like $700 a month. And when this virus hit, you know, I think I'd give them 3 months free rent, and right now it's one of them is just sitting blank, no renters on it. So, you know, I'm paying a ground lease and not getting no income coming off of that, and stuff like that, you know. And the sign is fairly old too. I've had it several years.
You got one billboard, so that's one piece here.
No, I've got three different ones there. Two of them is.
Do you want the opportunity to give her some income figures?
To give her what?
Do you want the opportunity to give her some income figures on that to see if it would drop your value? Could you?
Well, yeah, the one billboard that there's two of them that brings, I think it's $700 a month.
I would need stuff in writing.
Right. If you.
Oh, you need something in writing.
Yeah.
Right. In other words, she can't just sit here and do it right now at the moment. What I'm asking is on the three parcels that have the billboards, mm-hmm. would you like to table this? Or, in other words, we can put it off until the next meeting and get with the assessor on those three that have to do with the billboards and provide some documentation to her on the income?
Yeah.
Okay.
I could do that.
Okay. Which parcels are those?
He's got
45, 46, and 47.
I would make a motion that as to BOE 45, 46, and 47, that we table it till the next meeting so that he can get with the assessor and maybe you can get an agreement on those.
And again, the only change was the fact that we were using 1998 numbers versus 2009.
And I think you can explain that when we talk to them. That'd be all right. Now, on the other ones, the other properties, what are those increases? Those are just the standard?
Everything was a standard index increase except for 20-21-44, which is on 3364 State Highway H. And again, even on the computer, the notes that I could find said he had requested that his lots and parcels were combined. And it said at the request of the owner.
We didn't vote on the motion.
So, and you did ask for that to be one.
I said we take a vote.
Yeah, that's one you said.
So it would have changed his property amount because you understand we had to add the other property on because now it's one instead of one and one.
I think that's the one you set because it had vinyl siding, they raised it. And the vinyl siding is old, some of it's off, and the lawnmower's knocked holes in the around the low side of it.
Is it 1662 State Highway H?
No, that's my residence. That's where I live.
Okay, I don't know the actual address.
Make a motion. I'm going to make a motion to just table all of them, let him get with the assessor, and then I'll see if we can't get these resolved that way.
You're going to have to come back in anyway, Jim. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I don't mind. I just...
Yeah, you do have a fair amount here, so, and I understand. But why don't we table it till... Well, we can table it till the next...
We can table it to the next session, which is Friday. You can't...
No, it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Every day this week, you've got a session. Because you love me.
Well, I thought Mr. Baker made. Are you just not going to be here, Greg?
I can't be here.
We're going to have some. We're going to have to address a few things here after we get back. Wes is hungry, and I know we can't take care of this right now. I think it'd be in your best interest for us to table this until, let's just say, Friday. Is that something that would work for you?
Yeah,
we'll squeeze. Sorry, Wes, but we'll let that squeeze him in. Motion is tabled. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Mr. Berry's parcels are tabled till Friday.
What
is that motion? I think Greg did.
That leaves us just one for this afternoon.
I'm listening.
What
at this
time
point.
Friday?
Well, isn't there a Beasley?
Yeah, that's it. One this afternoon.
Well, we got Canicut too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, what time's good for you, sir? Just show up and we'll squeeze you in. How's that?
Yeah.
Okay.
What time?
Just show up and we'll squeeze you in.
In the morning.
In the morning, yeah. We were going to try to book some out here.
What time do you start? About
9.
But he's going to bring me something for them?
Yeah, I would get with her on bringing something in.
And income figures from the billboards, can you do that? Okay. And that way it'll hopefully drop your value.
Okay.
I mean, it's up to you, but we're just suggesting it to you that it might very well...
Because on that, you'd need to bring me income expense statements or a copy of your taxes that show the income on the billboards.
I think a lot of people go by the income and they don't realize the upkeep and
That's where those expenses come from.
Yeah. But it still may drop your value is what we're saying. But if you want to do that, that's the reason we're just offering it to you.
So we'll come in Friday morning.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Jim.
And if you don't want to do that, again... We're just going to hold to the 2009 values. That's
maybe not. I mean, we'll make that determination. But I've taken a 45-minute, or can we take an hour lunch? We can afford to take it 1:30.
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll be back Friday.
Where are we going?